Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori. We're up, David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chav Zayin. We left off two lines from the bottom on Chav Vav Amud Beis. Good morning to Reuven from Harrisburg, to David Yeshua. Good morning to Reb Mordechai, to Avram Simcha, to Shlomo David, to Yitzchak Aryeh, to Chanuch Henoch, and to Avram Chaim. And you're not a Kohen, Avram Chaim. Okay, Avram Chaim, to Dr. Joe, to Tzvika, and to Avram David. Thank you for joining in the house. They're still trying to fix the Wi-Fi in Shul. No update on when the Wi-Fi is going to be fixed. So anyway, we're in the house. Here we go. The Mishnah had said, Halokech peres mechavero. If you buy fruit from your friend, or your friend sends you a gift of fruit, and you find money in the fruit. So if the money was packaged in a nice way, then you got to be machriz. But if the money was just sitting there loose, wasn't packaged, then you're allowed to keep it. Ask the Gemara. Hey, good morning, Rabbi Eliezer Dov. Yeah, you can say either one. So, halokech peres chavero. Wait a minute. If I buy fruit for my friend, or my friend gives me fruit and there's money in it, I get to keep it. If he gave me the fruit, there was money in it. Doesn't that indicate that, like, it was your money? You gave me the fruit. Why does the Mishnah say if the money is not, there's no siman on it, so I can keep it? So the Gemara Reish Lakish makes a little amendment to the Mishnah. Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yane. Lo shanu ella belokech benatagar. When do we say that you're allowed to keep it? That's if you buy it from a salesman, because a salesman, he gets fruit from all different places, so you have no idea where this thing came from. Avo belokech mebalabayis, but if I just buy fruit from my friend, he grew it, he's the farmer, he grew it, so why is there money in there? Obviously the money came from him. I got to give the money back from the guy who sold it to me. Avo belokech mebalabayis, chayv lahachzir. I got to give it back to him. V'chein tani tana kamid Reb Nachman, lo shana belokech menatagar, avo belokech mebalabayis, chayv lahachzir. Now wait a second, but the balabayis, what? He's a farmer, so what? He's the only one that touched this stuff? He's got workers who plow, and workers who plant, and workers who harvest, and workers who... How do you know it came from him? Maybe he was one of the workers. Says the Gemara, Amri of Nachman, V'chi balabayis ba'atzmo dashon. Did the balabayis like thresh every piece of wheat by himself? What do you mean he's got workers? So how do you know it came from the balabayis? Answers the Gemara, Amalei. So he said back to him, to whoever the rabbi was. So Rav Nachman said back to the chacha, the wise man, said back to Rav Nachman, Ismei. So this Tana learned in front of Rav Nachman that if you buy it from the balabais, you got to give the money back. So the chacham said to Rav Nachman, you asked me a good kasha. Like, what about all the workers? So should I erase this brisa? Isame. Should I say this brisa is wrong? Should I erase it? Amalei, Rav Nachman said, lo, no. Don't erase the brisa. Tetarge masnisin, explain it that the Mishnah is talking about kigon shedoshnai de avdo v'shechasa knanim, that all his workers were in Eved Kanani or Shifcha Knanis. If all his workers were in Eved Kanani or Shifcha Knanis, whatever they own, he owns. So even if the money belonged to them, at the end of the day, they don't have anything of their own. If he's in Eved Kanani or Shifcha Knanis, mashakana Eved Kana Rabo. So then, for sure, you're going to give the money back to the guy who sold you the fruit. Because even if it's not his, if it's his Eved's, it belongs to him anyway. Okay, good morning to Yitzhak Isaac HaKohen. Great to see you. Thank you for joining. New Mishnah. Chav Zayin Amnaf, new Mishnah. Zok Dehelege Mishnah. So this Mishnah, and most of today's daf is going to discuss this idea of what's the whole source that when you have a semen in something, that's enough that you can get back. Maybe you need Edom. Very nice. You said that you knew that it had a semen on it. How do you know that's enough of a proof that it's yours? Where do you see such a thing? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Afasim loisim b'chal kol elu. What does the Torah say? There's a pasuk in Parshas Ki Tsetse. The whole Parsha of Hashavas Aved is in Parshas Ki Tsetse. What does it say? V'chein ta'aseh, right? If you find, the Torah says, if you see your friend's lost object, you got to return it. And then it says, V'chein ta'aseh l'chamoro. You should do it if you find his donkey. V'chein ta'aseh l'sem loso. If you find his garment. V'chein taseh l'chol avedas achicha, any aveda asher tovid imen umutzasa, it's lost, and you find it, lo suchal lehisalim. You're not allowed to turn your back, not allowed to turn your eyes from it. Now, it's very strange. It says, you should do this for the donkey, and for the garment, and for any aveda that you find. The Torah could have just said, do it for any aveda you're going to find. What do you learn from the word simla and the word chamor? Not only that, we're going to see there's another pasuk that includes sheep. We'll see in a minute. It says the Mishnah, simla was included in the end of the pasuk, l'chal aveda sachicha. What did the Torah need to stipulate simla for? Why'd have to stipulate simla? V'lama yatzas, why did the Torah have to designate simla? L'hakish eleha, to compare all avedas to simla. Lo malach, to teach you, ma simla miyuchedas she'esh basimana v'yesh la tovin, simla, something special, that it has a simon on it. Usually if it's your shirt, again nowadays you could have 20 Adonis shirts. We'll give a little plug for Adonis. But you could have 20, I don't know, whatever. So I mean, maybe nowadays it wouldn't be like this, but it used to be like every tailor, like if you knew your shirt, so your shirt, you could tell your shirt. So your shirt has a simon on it. And it's something that usually people are not miyaish on. People want it back. It doesn't come from hefker. Anything that has a simen, and it's usually things that people are not miyaish on, so you have to be machriz it. It's got to have a simen, says the Gemara. My bechlal kol elu. What did the Mishnah mean that simla was included in everything? Amarava, in the words, bechlal, kol avedas achicha. It means that the end of the pasuk says, v'chein taseh l'simlaso, it also says, l'chol avedas achicha. Now, in addition to, as I said before, simla and chamor, there's some other words in the pasuk right before it. Right? That was, what I read you before was chof beis gimel. Now, chof beis aleph says like this, Lo sireh es shor achicha o es seyo nidachim. Don't see his ox and his sheep wandering and turn your back from it. V'salam tamem. And then the next pasuk says, v'chein ta'aseh l'chamoro, also for the chamor, v'chein ta'aseh l'simlaso. Okay? This is Perek Chaf Beis, Pesukim Aleph through Gimel. Ah, so Amar Rava, good, very now we learned why you need the word simla. What about seh? What about chamor? Why do I need all four of these? An ox, a donkey, a sheep, and a simla. It could have just said, the Torah already said, so why do I need all the other ones? Tzrichi, says the Gemara, we need all four of them. If it would have only said the word simla, a garment, havamina, Hani mili be'edim degufa v'simanim degufa. I might have thought that the only way, so very nice, we said before that simla teaches me you need a simon. But you might have thought that the only kind of simon that works is a simon on the object itself. Aval chamor be'edim de'ukaf or v'simanim de'ukaf. But let's say you have a donkey with a saddle on it. And you don't have a simon in the donkey. But the mamish, the saddle on it, either you have Edom on the saddle or you have a simon on the saddle. How do you know a simon on the saddle works for the donkey? Says the Gemara. So that's why Abu Chamor Ben Ukavsimodov, Ema Lo Madrinale. You might think that you're not chayav to give back the donkey because of Rachman Chamor. Why does it teach me Chamor? Da'afilu Chamor B'simania Ukav. Even if you have a simon on the saddle, since it's attached to the donkey, we assume that the simon on the saddle can work for the donkey.
Have to bring Edim? Just telling us we have to bring Edim?
Even no, with one or the other. Either Edim or even a simon. But the chiddush here is that an Edim on the saddle would work for the donkey also. What about Shor V'seh? Shor V'seh, the Kazakh Mosh. So now we got Simla and we got Chamor taken care of. What about Shor and Seh? Shor V'seh, the Kazakh Mosh. Alamali, why did the Torah write also a Shor and Axe? Good morning, Avram Moshe Ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen. I don't think I said good morning to you before. Shor v'seh dechaz rachmana lamali, if you have an ox or a sheep that the Torah writes, why do I need that? Answers the Gemara, da'afilu legizas znavo. Even the shearings that are on the edge of the tail of the ox, that's shor dafil giznavo. The ox teaches me even if there's a little bit of shearings, the hair on the tail, so and you sheared it off, you have to return that. Which we're going to see in a minute means even if there's less than a sheva pruta of shearings, you have to give it back. Normally, if you find an object that's less than a sheva pruta, you don't have to give back that object if it's less than a sheva pruta. But if the object is worth more than a sheva pruta, but you sheared off less than a sheva pruta, so then you have to give that back as well. V'seh l'gizosav. And says to teach me that all of the shearings of the sheep, if you... even if you sheared off the sheep of the animal, you have to give that back also. Says Gemara. Well, what do you mean? Wouldn't you know one from the other? V'lichta rachman ashor. Dafi l'gizas navo. If you tell me, again, the machlokas Rashi and Tosas, what that means. L'gizas navo. Take a look at Tosas, four Tosas in from the bottom of the page. L'gizas navo. Vim tomer. Im yesh bashavapruta, pshita. Vim ein bashavapruta. Hamamatin l'kamam yamishna. What do you mean if it's less than the shavapruta? I don't need the pasuk for that. We'll see. We'll see that later on. The Gemara is going to have a drasha for less than a shavu pruta. You have to shear it in its right time. Even though that amount is not worth a shavu pruta at the time that it's sheared, so he learns a little bit differently than Rashi. That you have to take care of it, even if it's going to lose value of less than a shavu pruta. But so back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if you know that you have to shear it even less than a shavu pruta, sakavachomer this set for all its shearings. Obviously, you have to give that back. The Gemara comes to an unbelievable conclusion that you very, very rarely find. We already saw this in Bava Kamma. We saw this quote in Bava Kamma. Rav Mordechai will, of course, remember that we saw this in Bava Kamma. Ela amarava, this is one of those enigmas. One of those things that cause kids to like throw off their yarmulkes and leave Yiddishkeit. Ela Amarava, Chamor Debor, L'Rabbi Yehuda. You may remember in Bava Kamma that the word Chamor by Bor, so Tana Kamma used it, Chamor Velo Kalim, right? Remember Chamor Velo Kalim? That if your Kalim get damaged in a bar, you're putter. But Rabbi Yehuda says if your Kalim get damaged in a bar, you're Chayim. So what do they use the word chamor for? So the Gemara Bava Kamma said, we don't know. Teku. The word chamor is extra and we don't know. In Judaism, sometimes you have questions. I know you heard about this terrible tragedy. I woke up this morning, crazy tragedy happened in Baltimore this morning. Like a Pella, like a horrible tragedy. And some bridge collapsed and cars. So terrible. So we have questions, right? But at least we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does things. We don't understand why he does them. But okay, so sometimes there's questions in Yiddishkeit. Sometimes you end off with a question. You have chamor, we don't know. The Gemara ends up saying, all the great rabbis who studied for all the years, they don't know when chamor is coming to teach me. Again, according to Tana Kamma, we know chamor v'lo kelim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even kelim are chayiv in a bar. So, elam rava, chamor debar l'Rabbi Yehuda, v'seh d'aveda l'divrei akol, and the sheep by the word of aveda, everybody agrees, we don't know. Sometimes in Yiddishkeit, we don't understand why Hashem does things. We don't have an answer. Ask the Gemara. Maybe the word seh comes to teach me that the animal defecates, so even the glulam, you could use it as fertilizer, even that you have to give back to the guy. Says the Gemara, no, don't go that far. Glulam afkuri mifkalu, the feces of the animal, when it excretes the feces, even though maybe it could be worth something, but people people are mafkir that. When the animal goes to the bathroom, you don't say, oh, I want to go scoop up it all. I got to use it for the fertilizer. People are mafkir, so you don't have to give it back. The dilma l'siman amudasa. Maybe the word seh comes to teach me the simple din of simanim, meaning that you could the way to get something back from something is with a siman. So Rav Eliezer Dov is going to ask, but didn't we learn that from Simla? We learned it from Simla. The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. D'Bailan, we asked, Simanim do Raiso d'Rabbanan. We're going to see the whole, most of today's daf is going to be dealing with this question. Is the din that you could get something back with a simon, is that a din do Raiso or a din d'Rabbanan? We'll see, there's nafkaminas. Is it a din do Raiso d'Rabbanan? So, Kasa Rachmana seh, maybe the word seh comes to teach me, Dafilu b'simanim madrinan v'simanim do Raiso. Maybe Seth teaches me that this concept that I can get something back if I have a simon, that's actually a din d'oraisa. Says the Gemara, is exactly what Rav Eliezer Dov was going to say. Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva said, Midiktani Luhu Tana Lisimanim Gabe Simla. No, the Mishnah already said that from the word Simla you can learn this idea that you need a Simon. Diktani, what did the Mishnah say? Ma Simla Miuchedas Sheesh Basimanim V'yesh La Tovin. Isn't a Simla something special? That it has a Simon and it has Yunat Miyayish on it, people want it back. It's not something people want Miyayish on. Chayav Lahachris. I've called up a sheesh po siman shatam chayim lachris. Shma mina, deseh lav l'siman mudasa. Simla teaches me it's got to be something with a simon. So seh can't teach me simanim. Okay, so we're back to what Rava said, that the word seh, we just don't know what it's coming to include. We don't know. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shakol nir v'var. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanon. Our rabbis taught in a brisa. Now it says. Now we're talking about two other words in the pasuk. V'chein tasel l'chamoro, v'chein tasel l'zozo, v'chein tasel l'chal avedas achicha. Any lost object, asher tovad mimenu, it's lost umitzasa, and you find it. What do I need? Asher tovad mimenu umitzasa. Like obviously, that you lost it and it's found. I mean, well, you can't give it back if it's not found. So what do you need that language? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Asher Tovad, it's lost, Prat Laveda She'en Moshava Pruta. Oh, that's what we saw before. It's got to be something lost that's significant. Jerry, it's got to be significant. If it's less than a Pruta, it's not significant enough. The Torah does not obligate you to waste your time with something that's worth less than a Pruta. Asher Tovad Mimenu, something that when you lose it, like you actually care about, right? Not something that's like mamish worthless. Prat Laveda She'en Moshava Pruta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer? No. He learns it from something else. Umitzasa. Something that when people find it is significant. Prat laveda sheva sharputa. So, Gemara says, my benayu. What's the difference between these two opinions? They just learn from two different words. That's more, yeah. First opinion is, there's no practical difference. The only difference is where they learn it from. Amrabai, mashmoz darshanik benayu. There's no practical difference. It's just a question of, did they learn it from asher tovad mimenu or umitzasa? Mar nafkalei mi asher tovad, or mar nafkalei mi umitzasa. Oh, so now the Gemara's going to have to obviously say, well, what does each guy do with the other? What does each one do with the other pasuk? Ulaman din afka le me'asher tovad. If you learn out the din of less than a pruta from the word me'asher tovad, hai umitzasa my oved le, well, what does he use the word umitzasa to teach me? Says the Gemara, we had this quoted in Bava Kama, I believe. Or you could tell me on the side of the Gemara where it says it comes from. Hahomi bai le lichid de Rab Noi. We learn this for the din of Rab Noi. My print is too small. Where was this? The little hay? Where was this? Bava Kama, Kofiyud Gimel Amid Beis. I knew it was familiar. Awesome, Bava Metzia, Daf Beis. What do we learn at Dinner of Rab Noi? A little bit of a politically incorrect halacha, perhaps, that if you find the lost object of a non-Jew, you're not obligated to return it. And not only that, are you not obligated to return it? Let's say, like, not only do you not have to go, like, looking after him, but even if it's already in your hands, not only you don't have to go looking for it, but even if it's already in your hands. Rav Noi said, it says, L'chol avidas ochicha lo sucha lehisalim, you can't turn your back. So, it says, now, so on a guy's lost object, so first of all, you can turn your back. Not only that, Rab Noi learned the Aveda of a guy. Not only are you allowed to turn your back on it, but even if you pick it up already and it's already in your hand, you still don't have to give it back to him. Now, hold on a second before we go crazy. So, the Bach in his commentary to Yoredeh Kuf Mem Vav writes that it's true that you have no obligation to give it back, but if the guy comes to visit you in your house and he sees his thing in your backyard, you have to give it back to him. In other words, it's just that you don't have to go be machers and go look for him. But if he comes and says, hey, that's mine, so the Bach says, it's not yours, you have to give it back to him. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, that actually, you own it. Once you finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
That's even with a simon?
Even with a simon, yes, even with a simon.
Even though there might be an element of
Kiddush? Oh, no, I right. If there's a Chil Hashem involved, yeah, maybe. If there's Chil Hashem, which you're saying, yeah. Every case is going to be a Chil Hashem, right? Yeah, the Chil Hashem, yeah, then I think you're right, Jerry.
You got to be extra sensitive.
Yes, then I think you're correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ulaman denafgale mi umitzasa. If you learn that Einashav brit from mitzasa, hayasher tovad mi menu my avidle. What does it do with the other pasuk? Hayasher tovad mi menu, says the Gemara. Mi bailech Rab Yochanan. He learns it after the Rab Yochanan. Dam Rab Yochanan shem Rab Shimon Yochai. Minayin laveda sheshat fanar shimuteres. Let's say an aveda that the river comes and sweeps it away, that anyone can take it. Shneimar kinta sel chol aveda sachich hayasher tovad mi menu umitzasa. No, asher tovad. Right, asher tovad mimenu, mimish avuda himenu, only something that's lost from him, umitsuya yitzakal adam, but other people, it's found by other people. Yatzazazu, once the river sweeps it away, it's really gone from everybody. Shavuda himenu v'enu mitsuya yitzakal adam, it's considered to be avuda mimenu umikal adam, and therefore anyone who can find it, there's no chiv hashav saveda, so anyone who finds it can keep it. Machlok as we've shown him for the reason for this din. Why do you have to not return something that's avud menu kal adam? Rashi in Bava Kama says it's yush, that the owner is for sure miyayish. Even if it has a simon on it, the owner is for sure miyayish. The Yerushalmi sounds like that also. And the Rambam sounds like that. Rambam says, yotza zush avud menu mikal adam, sheze vaday nisyayish mimenu. The point is, right, if the ocean comes and takes it away, so you're miyayish. Nebuch, I'm shaking still from this thing on the news. You're miyayish if it's in the ocean. That's the Rambam. Others have a different pshat. Since it's the Torah is mafkirit, that's what others say. However, the Ramban disagrees with the Rashi and writes, no, it can't be that it's because of yish, because the owner has no idea. Sometimes the owner has no idea. It's yish lo midas. Rather, the reason is, since it's totally gone, the Torah is mafkirit. So says the Rashi, but the Rashi and the other Rishon. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. V'idach. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that from Umitzasa, so Hadar Rab Noi Minalei. How does he know the din of Rab Noi? V'gai Nafkalei Mi Umitzasa. The extra vav. V'idach Hadar Rabbi Yochanan Minalei. And the Tanakamba that learns from Asher Tovad Shavapruta. How does he learn the din of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if it's the river comes and knocks it away? Nafgalei mimenu. He learns that from the word, you know, asher tovad mimenu. V'idach mimenu lo mashmalei. He doesn't think that mimenu teaches me anything. The mimenu is only from asher tovad. And now, Rava has a different explanation. So, till now he said it's just the machlokas and the drasha. One guy learns shavapruta pachas mishavapruta from asher tovad. The other one learns from umitzasa. But there's no real machlokas practically. Now the Gemara is going to bring the second approach. Rava amar pruta shehuzla ikabinayu. No, the machlokas in Tanakama of, oh, listen to this, asher tovad. Does it have to be worth a pruta when it was lost or when you find it? Let's say it goes down in value. Rabban pruta is like, lamanda amar me asher tovad ikka. If it was worth a pruta when you lost it, so you have to return it even if it goes down to be worth less than a pruta. Umanda me umitzasa, but if it depends on the finding it, no. So then, once you find it, it's worth less than a pruta. You don't have to give it back. That's the difference if you learn it from Asher Tovad or Umitzasa. Says the Gemara, Ulamand Amar Asher Tovad Habayin Umitzasa. Like, what do you mean? Don't you, Veleka? So what do you mean? If you learn it from Asher Tovad, don't you still need it to be worth a pruta when you find it? Says the Gemara, okay, let's try the other way around. And of course, the Gemara is going to give the obvious rejection. Ella, pruta shokri b'nai. No, let's say, the difference would be, at the time that you found that it wasn't worth a pruta, but by the time you lost it, it wasn't worth a pruta. And then when you found it, it went up in value. Mandar mumitzel sa ikka. So it was worth a pruta when you found it. Mandar asher tovad lecha. The Lord says, okay, but ulamandar mumitzel sa habin asher tovad lecha. But you need both. You need it to be worth a pruta both times. The Lord says, okay, you're right. So the question is, pruta shehukra v'huzla v'chaz v'hukra b'nai. No. It was worth a pruta when you lost it. Then it went down in value. And then when you found it, it was worth a pruta again. But in the middle, it wasn't. Mandam asher tovad iko. Mandam tzasab beinan de ispashir mitzia mishas aveda v'ad shas mitzia. No, it had to be worth a pruta the entire time. Okay, now we get to the main topic of today's brisa. Today's daf. Ibailu simanim do raiso derabanan. Is the din that you return a lost object with simanim? Is that a din do raiso or a din derabanan? Who cares? Who cares? Either way, you give it back. My nafkamina. What's the difference? La'adu'e get isha b'simanim. If a shliach's bringing a get for a guy, and the shliach loses it, and he says, oh, I have a simon on the get, he hasn't delivered it to the woman yet. Amadoraisa Madrinan. If you say Siman Amadoraisa, you're going to be Mater and Ashes Ish with this. So then it's a Dindoraisa, then you could do it. V'yamister Rabbanan. No, maybe Kiyav Rabbanan Takanta b'mamona. I will be Isur Elo Rabbanan Takanta. Maybe it's just Mamonus. If it's a Dindoraisa, it only works by Mamonus. Why? Because Hefker Bez and Hefker. So says Rashi. Rashi says Hefker Bez and Hefker, so the rabbis can tell you who owns money. So by Mamonus, but to give back the get to the Shliach, if Simanim are only Rabbanan, not the Raisa, maybe you're not going to give it back. Toshma. Let's bring a Raf Mar Mishnah. You learn it after the pasuk similar. Sounds like it's a din de'o raisa. Answers the Gemara, no. Tana, tovin it's shrichalim. No. Maybe simonim is really drabonim, but it's coming to teach you something different. That the ikker thing is that it's got to be something that you're not miya'esh on. V'simonim kedin aspa. But maybe simonim is just brought along for the ride. But really, simanim is just a din derabbanan. Okay, let's try another rai. Rai number two. Tashma. Chamor b'simanei okaf. What do we say on chamor? You return the donkey with a simon on the saddle. It sounds like the simon works midoraisa. So it's a drasha from the Chumash. Simanim, doraisa. Ema b'edei okaf. No, you're right. Maybe it doesn't mean a simon on the okaf. Maybe it means edim on the saddle. But not a simon. Says Gemara. Tashma. Rai number three. V'hayim chad rosh achichos says, if you can't find the owner, leave it at home and leave it till you find the owner. V'chisal dat reshit den lo kodim shid reshenu. Obviously, you need to find the guy who owns it. Ela darsheyu. You have to check him. Imramayu en ramay. You got to check the guy to find out if he's lying. He says, that's mine. How do I know it's yours? Right? On Purim night, we returned the Megillah. Guy left the Megillah there a year ago. Beautiful, gorgeous Megillah. I kept on sending emails. Who left their Megillah? Left the Megillah? Nobody answered. Purim night, the guy walks in. I'm about to start reading the Megillah. A minute before the Megillah, this 11th grade boy comes up and he says, Rabbi, remember you sent, I can't find my Megillah. I think it's my Megillah. How do I know he's telling the truth? Dorsheim Ramayu, it's Mamish $1,000 Megillah. Dorsheim Ramayu, Oeno Ramayu. My love, B'simanim. How else are you going to check him out? Must be. I says, lo, Be'edim. Maybe it's Edim. Let's try Raya number four. Tashma. Ein me'idim ella. Oh, so here's another raya. Let's say a woman's. I don't want to use the example from Baltimore. It's mamish shaking. Let's say a woman's husband doesn't come home. Now they can't find the body. It's in the river over there. So, and the body decomposes after a week, a month, whatever. The body starts decomposing, and you can't recognize the body. And this woman's an aguna. She can't remarry. Who knows? There's going to be aguna shilas. So let's see. So tashma, ein meidin ella al partzuf haponim emachotim. So we know that you can testify in order to testify that the husband died, that the woman could remarry. So you gotta see the face. You need the cheeks and the nose. But if there's no cheeks and nose, it's not a good avis. Afal pishiyish simanim begufa uvekelov, even simanim on the other elsewhere on the body, or let's say he was carrying a briefcase. Because maybe the other guy borrowed the husband's briefcase. How he knows his briefcase? Maybe he gave it to somebody else. Says Umar Shmamina Simonim Lavdo Raisa. A simon on the rest of the body doesn't work. A simon on the briefcase doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Amre, no. Gufo, what does it mean to Aruch Vagutz? What's a simon on the body means he was tall or short. There's a lot of people that are 6'4 and a lot of people that are 5'2. So that's not a good raya. Kalev, the Chayshim L'Sheela. No, maybe he borrowed. Guy's cleave from somebody else. Oh, Eli was going to ask that question. If you're worried that maybe you borrowed it, so how come we said before that if the saddle on the donkey, maybe you borrowed the saddle from somebody else? Says one, well, no. A saddle fits perfectly. Amrei ukaf lo shuli en shiukva mishum de misakev le lechamra. If the donkey's not wearing his saddle, he's wearing somebody else's, like it molds to the body after a while, like, you know, new shoes. After you wear new shoes, it fits your body. So that it's going to hurt the donkey if he's wearing somebody else's saddle. So if you have a simon on the saddle, that's going to work. That's one answer. Now, another answer for the Mishnah Yevamos about identifying dead bodies with a simon. Ibois Ema, Kalev Bechivrei Vesumke. They just testified that he was wearing white clothing or red clothing. And there's a lot of people that wear white clothing or red clothing. That's why it's not a good simon. Maybe really simonim adoraisa. But the reason why the kalim didn't work there is because the simon is not a good enough simon just because he's wearing a white suit or a red suit. Everybody wore that kind of clothing. Says the Gemara, Elohad Desani. What about the following brisa? The shliach lost the get. Then he found it. Mitzao kashur bekis. If he found the get tied to a wallet of money, oba arniki or another type of wallet, uvitabas, or he found the shliach found the get tied to his ring, oshematzo bein kalev, or he found it among his other garment, his other stuff, his other kalim. I feel his man ruba, even if he lost it 6 months ago, kasher. The get is kasher because it was tied to his wallet. So if he has a simon in the wallet, that's good enough for the get. But why shouldn't you be bothered? Maybe he lent his ring to somebody else. Kimatzo kosher bekis amai. Maybe he lent his wallet to somebody else. Amai kosher nechesh l'sheila. Why are you going to lend it out? Answer the Gemara, the obvious answer. Amri, kiss your wallet. V'arniki, another kind of wallet. The tabas, your ring. Lo mishali inche. People don't lend out their wallets filled with money. Kiss v'arniki mishum dimisamne. People say it's a bad sign to lend out your wallet. If you're lending out your wallet to somebody else, it shows that all your money is going to go to somebody else. The tabas, Hashem de Mizayef. In those days, a ring was a signet ring. It had your signature on your ring. You're not going to lend out your signet. The guy's going to sign away all your money with your signature. So people don't lend out their rings. Says the Gemara, maybe the din of Siman and Darais or Siman and Darabanan is a machlokas tanayim. Lema ketanayim. Let us say this issue about whether Simanim or Darais or Durabanan is a machlokas tanayim. Ein mi'idin al hashuma. So let's say the woman's husband dies, but we don't know if it's the husband. So he has a growth. He has like a cyst, like a wart. He has a wart. That's not good enough. Ein mi'idin al hashuma. The Elazar ben Mahavai Omer mi'idin al hashuma. He says a wart is a good simon. Ah, what are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about our simanim d'oraisa or simanim d'rabanan. My the Tanakam Simanim Durabanan. Tanakam says it doesn't work because Simanim are only Durabanan. You can't allow a woman to remarry based on a simon. Elazar the Vayomer Simon Doraisa. I says, no, that's not what they're arguing about. Amarab, no. The Kulei Alma Simanim Doraisa. The question is, maybe somebody else had a similar wart. Just the fact that he had this wart doesn't mean nobody else in the world had the wart in that place. Mar Savar Shuma Mutsuyba Ben Gilo. You could find other people the same height, the same weight, who had the same wart. No, the other one says it's not likely, and therefore it is a good simon. But everyone agrees, simon of the rice. That's one answer. Ibai same another answer. No, everyone agrees that we don't assume other people have these warts. The question is whether or not the wart changed color after the person dies. So the fact that he had the wart when he's alive and now he has it when he's dead is not necessarily a raya. Maybe it was really a different color when he was alive. Just the fact that he had the same wart after death is not a raya because maybe it changed colors. Umar, Rabbi Elazar ben Mahavai held, Ibai same a third answer. It doesn't change. B'simanim d'rabanan, and simanim not d'raisa. V'hacha, b'shuma simen muvaku k'mifli. They're arguing that maybe shuma awards like such a good simen that even though simanim d'rabanan, we're going to rely on it in this case. It's a simen muvak. Mar sabar shuma simen muvaku. It's mamish like edim, and therefore even if the old simanim was lav d'raisa, it's going to work. Mar sabar shuma lav simen muvaku. It's just a regular simen, and therefore it does not work. Omar Rava. Imtim tzalom simanim lav doraisa. Rava says, how can anyone say that simanim are not doraisa? Heichim adrin aveda de simanim. If simanim is not doraisa, how in the world, why would the rabbis have been misakein to give back an aveda with a simon? Like, at the end of the day, it's a suffix. Maybe you're giving back something that's not his. If it's only drabanan, so why did the rabbi say to give it back? Who said, maybe the guy's lying. Maybe it's not his. It's only din drabanan. Says the Gemara, why would the rabbis make such a din? Answered the Gemara, Denichale Lamotz Aveda, then it had to be Simanim. No. The guy who finds a lost object, he's happy to give it back to the owner with Simanim. Why? Because when he loses something, he also wants to be able to get it back. So Gemara says, who says that's a good logic? What? I'm gonna give back somebody else's thing? So I should get my thing back? Who says I'm ever going to lose anything? Who says I'm going to make that? Gemara says a slightly different version of the same thing. Ella, no, the reason is a different reason. Nichale labala veda, no, the owner wants to be able to get his stuff back with Simanim, not the finder. He likes the halacha. The rabbis made it for the benefit of the guy who's getting his object back. He says he wants to be able to give Simanim and get it back. Why? May the yada the edim lesley. He knows he doesn't have edim. A siman is something that only I know. Nobody else knows. So it makes sense that I should be able to get it back by giving my siman. I want to give the simanim and be able to get it back. But if I'm going to have to bring edim, I'm never going to get my thing back. So as long as I give simanim, right, this word muvhakim is a problem. Yeah. It doesn't mean simon muvak. We said before that that's going to work even if you hold simon alav daraisa. So Tosus points out that the word muvhakim probably doesn't really belong here. Look at the last Tosus. I know you have the simon muvhakim. Lo muvhakim mamish. No, it doesn't mean muvhakim mamish because then it would work even if you hold simon alav daraisa. Fine. So Mar says elahad disnan. What about this that we learned in a mishnah about a guy who finds three documents? We learned this earlier on Daf Chaf. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Echad Alove Mishlosha. If one guy borrows from three people, Yaksir Lalove, right? You have three documents, and the Lova's name is on all three of them. So who do you give it back to? Well, probably they fell out from him. He's the common denominator. Yaksir Lalove. Shlosha Shlovim Echad, but if three guys borrowed from one guy, there's one Malva, then Yaksir Lamalva. So what do you mean? Is that... do we give it back in that case? There, the svar of giving it back to the guy doesn't work because the lova is not happy that you're giving it back to the malva. Now he's going to have to give money. Says the Gemara, that's not because of simanim. That's a different reason. If there's one lova's name on three documents, it probably fell from the lova because why does he have three documents all with his name on it together? And if there's one malva on it, it probably belongs to the malva because it had his name on all three documents. It's not because of his simon. It's because it's logical that that's where it fell from. I'm like, no, it's a different reason. Hasam svaru echad halova mishlosha yatsa lova degabi lova shchiche. Makes sense that there's three documents with his name on it that it fell out from him. Gabi malva lo shchiche. It's not usual that one malva will have. It's not usual that three different malvas will have the same lova on their documents. Shma minami lova nafal. It probably fell from the lova. Shlosha shlovam yechad yatsa lamalva. But if three documents say that three different guys borrowed from one malva, it makes sense to go back to the malva. The gabi malva shchiche, it makes sense that this fell from the malva. Gabi lova lo shchiche. Why would one lova have three different lovas? You know, why would three different lovas have, one lova would have a document which has three different lovas' names on them and one malva? Obviously, it came from the malva. One more line. No. Ella, so now the Gemara is going to back out of this. The Gemara is going to back out of this logic. At this point, we're saying, Rava explained, if simanim are derabbanan, why did the rabbis institute Ella? Hadisnan, what about we found in a mishnah earlier? Matzah tachrich shel shtaros. If you found a bunch of documents rolled up together, oh, agudah shel shtaros, or a different kind of bundle, either they were attached end to end, or they're all rolled up together. Hareze yachsir, you give it back to a guy who gives a simon, meaning he's going to tell you how many there were. So it sounds like that even if he gives the simon, you give him back the documents, even though it came back from the lova. You think in this case that the lova is happy giving it back to the malva? So the Gemara is going to conclude that's not the right reason. El Amar Rava. It's not because that the guy who owns it is going to be happy to give it back with a simon. El Amar Rava. Simanim d'oraisa, really simanim d'oraisa. Dichsev v'haya imcha adrosh achicha oso v'hashivosolo. V'chisal datcha shitnen kodem shiyidrushenu. You're going to give it back before he asks for it. Ella, what does the pasuk mean? Darshehu im ramayu ein ramay. You have to test the guy out who says it's his if he's a liar or not. Lav b'simanim. How are you going to test him out whether he's lying or not? It's got to be he gives a simon shma mina. So we prove from here. That's simanim are d'oraisa. And we will stop here. So here we have a proof that simanim are in fact d'oraisa. Everyone should have a wonderful day.